and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And last month, the Mormon Channel hosted a really wonderful event called Hope Works, where we invited speakers from many different walks of life to come and share their stories of when they have developed the Christ-like attribute of hope. And the evening was an absolute success. And now, if you missed it, each of the talks will be released as part of a new Mormon Channel video series starting on October 7th. And producer for the event and for the videos, Raven Natuvai, is here with us today to talk about this great new content. Thanks for being here, Raven.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So why do you think the Mormon Channel and our viewers at large need a series specifically on hope right now?
Sometimes a concept like hope can seem like it's a nebulous topic in a Sunday school and isn't really a tangible part of our lives throughout the week. It's something that we want to be able to feel and to taste and to touch and to share. And I think that a lot of times that can really be a challenge when we're going through something, we're watching somebody else, and also that it's not a one-time event. And so we hope with Hope Works that it becomes something that is more like our motto for the show. And the motto for the show is, it's not about the preaching, it's about the practice. It's something that we practice each day and you actually experience and not just hear about.
And it's how you live, too.
Absolutely.
But I absolutely agree with you. It's hope is one of those things that's kind of hard to pin down. It's hard to define. But as you've heard these stories, as you've worked with these speakers, how has your definition of hope changed?
I think that'll be an ongoing answer for me because I will never, ever be able to match up to these people who you will hear from. They've really impacted my belief in hope. For my definition of hope, how it's changed, I would say it's not a one-time event. It's something you have to wake up and be deliberate about every day for yourself and for other people. We can be hard on ourselves. We can be hard on other people. And we really don't know what's going on with them. And sometimes we really don't know what's going on with ourselves, which has really been probably the greatest aspect that I've noticed working with the speakers in preparing for this program. Because this is their story, right? We're not scripting anything. Is that they have to wake up every day and really make a choice. Yeah, I would say before the project, thinking about hope, you just kind of think it's a glimmer out there. It's not really something that is real. And through working with the speakers and really hearing about their lives and them not even knowing if things were going to work out showed me that it's a light that can grow each day as long as you are focused on hope, on it actually being a real thing.
From what I'm getting from what you're saying and from what I've heard in talks and from reading different definitions and different hopeful stories, hope is a skill that you can almost learn and practice and get better at. You can exercise it more and therefore get stronger in your life. And I think, I don't know, for me, I guess it's been just a positive mindset and expecting things to go the way that they're supposed to go, and expecting that things are actually going to be okay, and not letting yourself think about alternatives so much or think about fear and doubt and everything that could go wrong, but expecting that if you've done your part and if it's the right thing to do, then things really will go right.
You're totally right. You'll hear that in those talks. It shows this progression that a lot of them still, it's not like they've arrived at this happy place of hope. It's really, you're right. It's a mindset with the Lord's help, obviously, and it's trusting that he'll help you.
Yeah.
That's, I think, another aspect of hope that's really, become apparent to me throughout this project.
Yeah. And I don't like to belabor this definition. But I've said it a few times on the show that my favorite thing I've ever heard about hope is that it's expectation based on experience. If you know the Lord's helped you in the past, if you know he's helped you pull through things and make the best out of situations, you can trust that that will happen in the future. And I think it comes down to just believing in Christ and believing in God's grace and love for you and knowing that he wants the best. Is there a story or an experience from working on the project that you've heard that really stood out to you and affected your faith and your testimony?
Well, definitely each of them in their own way. I think that's the beauty of this program, is that ideally all six will speak to everybody, but honestly, I hope that at least one speaks to one person. For me, they all speak to me in different ways, of course, but I've really become close with Jill Thomas throughout the development of this series, and I've had several experiences where my eyes were just kind of opened to a whole new sphere, and she has a beautiful connection with the Spirit of God and is able to articulate that to other people. And even in private conversations, in the live event, and even post the live event, as we've released these videos, I learn something new from Jill each time that I hear her. And I think that she really has a gift of hope.
Well, and if you want to hear Jill's story, you'll have to tune in to the series that Raven has so tirelessly and hopefully and faithfully produced for the Mormon Channel. So thank you so much for being here and sharing your thoughts with us. And the series, again, is available October 7th on mormonchannel.org. And we're releasing all six of the talks, so all six episodes, right at the same time. So you can watch those and share it with family members and friends who could use a little hope and inspiration right now in their lives. And Raven, finally, what do you want viewers to gain from this series? What do you want them to walk away feeling?
Well, my hope for Hope Works is that it becomes a conversation that is among Christians and believers all over the world, that we all have something to share with each other. And as long as we are open about those experiences, although it is vulnerable and sacred at times, if we feel the need to share, that we will. Because every time you do, it will touch somebody and it will help them have hope for what they are going through or something that they will go through and they'll remember.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to end our episode today with a quote on hope from Alfred Lord Tennyson, who was the poet laureate of Great Britain and Ireland. And he said, "Hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering it will be happier." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.